We say good morning now to Jeff Kelly of Investigative Post. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
Jeff, a couple of stories here regarding the city of Buffalo at investigativepost.org. First, taking a look at this spending package that's being debated and perhaps voted on by the House of Representatives today, a $3 trillion coronavirus aid package. If that were to pass both the House and Senate, which I guess is somewhat unlikely, but if it were to pass, what would it mean for the city of Buffalo?
It would be, it includes an incredible, literally incredible lifeline for the city of Buffalo. That $3 trillion package includes $1 billion for Buffalo over the course of 2 years in disaster relief funds. That's equivalent to 2 years of revenues for the city of Buffalo.
So needless to say, that would be huge for a city of Buffalo, or like all the other municipalities, local governments around here that are really struggling to cover costs and also generate revenue. So that would obviously put Buffalo in good shape.
Yeah, it would do more than relieve Buffalo of the financial burden imposed on it by this COVID-19 crisis. It would actually ameliorate Buffalo's fiscal problems generally. But of course, the huge caveat is that this is a bill advanced by the House Democrats. It may well pass the House today if they vote. Senate Republicans have already declared this bill dead on arrival and expressed no interest particularly in extending a financial lifeline to cities like Buffalo.
All right, so moving beyond that, though, if we don't know exactly what's coming from the federal government to help out Buffalo, the city of Buffalo has to move forward. What about Mayor Brown's plans for the city budget?
Yeah, so the mayor proposed his budget on May 1st, and it's sort of running through the process of getting amended and approved right now in the Common Council. Brown relies on in this budget $65 million in federal disaster relief funds. And again, these are federal funds which have not been approved by Congress. It's a lot less than the $1 billion that is being debated today. But it must be underlined. The federal government has not agreed to provide cities any such aid, but the city of Buffalo is relying on it, $65 million worth, to balance the budget proposal the mayor has put forward. He's also relying on $11 million in casino money. Now, remember, the city of Buffalo has not received its share of casino money from the Seneca Nation casinos since 2017. There was an advance on casino money last summer from the state government, but that was an advance on money that hadn't been paid yet. That's probably not going to happen again this year. So there are these sort of risky revenue assumptions underpinning this budget, and those were called out in a report by the city comptroller this week. Barbara Miller Williams delivered a pretty concise and fairly critical assessment of the mayor's budget proposal.
And then finally, Jeff, now we've talked about the mayor's budget a couple of times over recent years here for sure, and this sounds very familiar, I have to say. What about it, though? Is there this the moment, though, with all that's going on, that perhaps maybe the rubber meets the road on this, that this is going to have some real significant fallout for the Brown administration?
Well, it could. Unless a cavalry comes over the hill and delivers perhaps the $65 million, unless somebody writes a pretty substantial check to the city between now and the end of summer, the city will have to turn to and possibly deplete its rainy day fund. That's the last, literally the last, of the city's savings that it can touch. But we're already sort of at that point. The current year's budget, which ends June 30th, is almost certainly going to run a deficit, again, unless a miracle occurs in the next 6 weeks. And that deficit will end up probably opening up the rainy day fund, which, you know, is maybe appropriate. This is a crisis. It's raining outside. But the city has spent down its reserves over the last decade in order not to deal with emergencies or to build special projects, but to close budget gaps. And the re- reserves are all but gone. And, you know, there are some councilmen who are trying to do something about that to pass a formal policy that would govern how you use reserves in the future and how you replenish those reserves so that you have money in case of, you know, an emergency like this. So you have a little bit of a cushion, but right now we don't have one.
Jeff Kelly of Investigative Post, as always, thanks very much for your time.
It's my pleasure, Jay. Thank you.